There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The only ones not only on the planet, but in this galaxy, we are the only ones in the universe to be looking for and finding people who are cool inventors. This is a very unique radio program. John Cremins is here, Doug Steffen is here, and you are here to find out who the next big cool inventor is going to be.
Would this be on the Star Trek Enterprise?
Yes. That's a very interesting point you just brought up. Do you think that there are aliens on other planets trying to invent ways to get to Earth?
Well, yep. Yes. In my starship, I come across them all the time.
And what's the name of your starship?
Well, it would be the USS Cremins Prize.
Really? Cremins?
Well, of course.
That almost Cremins. Sounds like a dirty movie.
I even have my theme going on right now.
Really?
See, I mean, I had this so far beyond even what they can do on the show.
Really? Deck the halls. With Star Trek. All right, so
yeah,
John and Richie and I, Akos is out selling something again, whatever. Where'd he go?
No, he's headed to New York and all the snow and all the stuff.
Yeah.
His son's getting married.
Oh, that's right, too. That's, Friday, isn't it?
Yeah. So he's, I guess they have a, the big...
Yeah, they'll have the day before dinner.
Yeah.
His son is getting married in New York?
Yes.
How come you're not going?
Well, they only had a very limited number of people to go.
Really?
Yeah.
So you feel like you've been shut out, really?
Uncomfortable.
Well, yeah, no. Actually, no, that's okay.
Wait, I didn't get invited
close
either.
Family. It's close family.
So how's the weather down there in Florida, John?
It's a lot better than what he's going into, I'll say that.
Right. All right.
I'm glad I'm not invited.
Nothing like having slush fall on your head all day.
It's a slush. It's the slushy kind. It's the slushiest time of the year. Christmas in New York is marvelous, though. It really is. We were talking about going, Meredith and I were thinking about going to New York for maybe an overnight. I want to do a radio program in New York one day just to kind of talk about the New York experience, because New York is very unique. Christmas in New York is very unique. So they're to be applauded. He's, I think, grousing yesterday, now I think about it, about having to pay. It sounded, he didn't say it in as many words, but it sounded like he was paying. Normally it's the father and mother of the bride. I don't even know. Where'd that start? Why is that the tradition? Why do you have to pay if you're the parent? I guess I thought about this the last time I really thought about it was when my daughter got married.
Well, what about the dowry? Years ago when they had a dowry.
Yeah, that's where it started.
Where the woman's family would come up with something to give a man that they felt was worthy of their daughter.
Yeah.
But also for him to take her off her hands.
Mm-hmm. Here's my daughter.
Hey, take her. This entire farm can be yours. You marry my daughter.
Right. If the price is right. All right, 10 past the hour, My Cool Inventions Radio. We're here because we celebrate success, successful people, successful ideas. Did you know that the School of Government at Harvard has discovered that left-handed people earn up to 12% less than right-handed people, i.e., left-handed people are, if you believe this, less successful than right-handed people?
Wrong.
Who do you know who's a lefty?
Me.
Okay.
Me.
There you go. Speaks for
you too, John.
And me. Yeah.
You're
cool.
A lefty too.
Sweet.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Well, left-handed people are more creative.
Much.
I mean, if you look at a lot of the creative people in the world, they were left-handed.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix.
My son.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Maybe the guys and gals that come up with the ideas, then somebody steals their idea.
Well,
and makes the money off of
that
it.
That could be it. Yeah. My son's a lefty. Just got hired to be a staff writer on
a TV
show.
Look how creative he is.
Well, he's very creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Not too attached to the real world, but
no. Well, that's us. He's,
right. Yeah. And maybe that's where it is with lefties. Maybe that's the way it works. Would you feel like you're a, really and truly, you're a life, John. This could be a,
yeah.
Remember that old program, This Is Your Life? This is your life, John Cremins. When you were a kid, did you ever imagine your life was going to go in the direction, because you haven't lived a typical businessman kind of life at all. You've lived a really topsy-turvy life. Being on television all hours of the day and night for years and years and years. Did you ever envision your life to have gone down this path?
No, not at all. Actually, no. I mean,
you mean when you were 10, you never said, I want to grow up and be a salesman on the TV
product network? Then. They didn't have that then.
No, they
but,
didn't.
I mean, but I did say, you know, I can say that I have been able to do everything that in my life that as a child I dreamed of doing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe I'd be on radio one day. I wanted to be on TV one day. Uh-huh. And I've done all that. I've actually reached all of my childhood goals. I wanted to be a pilot. I got my pilot's license.
Good for you.
So I did all three of those. I did it all by the time I hit 50. Now I'm just trying to decide, you know, what else I want to do.
Next,
you know,
right.
Yeah.
All right. So the lefty thing, to go back to it for a minute, lefties earn 10-12% lower annual earnings than righties, which is equivalent to the return to a year of schooling. In other words, you are behind a year, supposedly, if you're a lefty. And I don't get that at all. I think that I'm with you guys. Lefties that I know are creative, smart. Supposedly, according to this survey, lefties have more behavioral and emotional problems.
No, that's true.
No, yeah, right.
Well, speak for yourself.
Look at us.
Yeah. Well, but this is...
Oh, wait, you're right.
All right, so you know what we should find out from now on?
What?
Let's find out from our, you know, entrepreneurs, our inventors, whether they're lefties or righties. When we get on the air today,
is it
Ellen, Cagnasola? I'm going to guess that's how you
I'm going to say Cagnasola. Yeah.
Cagnasola. All right. She's got a selfie soap. That is interesting. So let's find out whether she's a lefty or a righty. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Left or right. All right. What happened yesterday with Jeffrey Lewin in terms of thumbs up, thumbs down with his product?
As far as he goes right now, and I just had that information up, and I just lost my computer screen.
Nice going, John.
Actually, you know, it was doing okay.
Was it?
It wasn't doing bad. I thought actually we were going to be a little bit more, a little bit more than what it ended up being.
But he didn't beat the 97.
No, it was in the 80%. I think if I remember right, 84%. Well, okay. Pulls up on me here.
All right, so that's okay. We have the winner. If let's see how Ellen does today. So far, Jolynn Clemens with. XOXY. How do we pronounce that? XOXY.
Yeah, I think it was just XOXY.
Anyway, 97% thumbs up. Zoxy.
Yeah, I was right. 84%. Just finally came up. So,
all right.
Yeah, so 84%.
So nobody has beaten Jolynn this week so far. Let's wish Ellen well and see how well she will do later on in this hour as we focus on success, motivation, all the great things that are a part of something that is uniquely American. I think that's really what this is all about. We're talking about, I was being a little facetious when I started the program and said, this is the only place in the galaxy. But America is unique. It offers unique opportunities. The problem with much of the, not all of the rest of the world, but much of the rest of the world, especially Western Europe, has become so socialized and government focused, which is unfortunately the direction that we're headed in, that you can't you don't have any room to try different things or to do new. And I think that if you look at the real achievers in the world now, John, high achievement takes place in the framework of high expectation. People who live and are used to a certain pace in life, after World War II, things changed a lot, obviously, in Europe, and people became more, dependent, but more used to all of the government, because there were no business all got blown up, you know, most of Europe was devastated, so the government had to print money and basically make everybody dependent, and so that's...
Yeah, have the government's taking care of you the whole time. So you never have a... Well, maybe if you have a want, you really don't know you have
There's nobody there who really wants to aim high. Once in a while, you'll find somebody... Switzerland's a good example. A lot of businesses come out of Switzerland. I'm just trying to think of what the Germans are fairly inventive now they've come back into their own. But when's the last time you saw something that was Pierre that was developed in France? I can't remember seeing
any
new stuff in France. No, the French don't do anything. Spanish. Spanish people don't create or invent. Once in a while, you see British people, but that's usually in coordination with some American.
Yeah, so, it's American innovation.
I think in Canada, are there real inventors, entrepreneurs in Canada?
I think there are a few. I think there are a few. There's some that are there.
Well, to go back to what you said, my philosophy is that if you dream it, you can do it. You have the dream works. If you'll pardon the use of that, the dream, and that's really what Steven Spielberg and those other guys who put that together, they really were focused on dream. It was their dream to have a movie company that could challenge the big three. And they created, and they did it.
Well, I mean, look at the way the United States was created. I mean, it was all based on dreams.
Yeah.
People wanting to be free, people wanting to govern themselves, people wanting to have, you know, be away from being, you know, told what to do. And then I think that kind of helped to create this incubus, if you will, or an incubator for, you know, American thought. And we've always been innovators. We've always been trying to overcome the problems that we faced, right?
I wonder if we could go through the list of inventors, the people who are achievers here, and find out whether we would or grade them, rate them, as to whether or not they're big thinkers. I just think that you have to be a big thinker in order to achieve big. Big thinking equals big achievement. You can't get to one place without the other. And how many of these people that we talk to are thinking big? That's, if you want, that's the way to bring a thing. Use your wildest imaginations of how, I believe thoughts are things. So think big. Think of how wonderfully well you're going to do, and don't let anything get in your way, and you will succeed. That's the byword here. It's 18 after my Cool Inventions Radio.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
If Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
To inventors, the patent system is key to our country's competitive edge. It helps grow our economy, create new jobs, and protect investors from foreign knockoffs. But really, the question is American innovation at risk? Well, there's a short film coming out. It's called Inventing in Nowhere. It'll explore the high-stakes fight over destructive patent legislation. It's based around the story of two first-time inventors. Inventing in Nowhere is going to reveal interviews with legendary inventor Dean Kamen, historians, members of Congress, and other key players in the effort to keep the country creating. Now, for more than 200 years, the patent system has been a driving force in what really makes the United States an economic superpower. Will the sweeping changes that they're proposing, though, hurt the spirit of invention? You've got to find out. Check out the world premiere of Inventing to Nowhere. It happens live in 20 cities on December 15th. Go to InventingToNowhere.com now for complimentary tickets. Help save the American inventor. Go there. Go to InventingToNowhere.com.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
This holiday at Guitar Center, give the gift of music with great deals on guitars, drums, keys, live sound, DJ, and more. Deals like a Martin acoustic guitar with pickup for only $439. Kohala ukuleles or toka djembes only $29 each. So whether you're buying for someone else or yourself, music is a gift. Give it, share it, love it. Expert advice, the best selection, and unbeatable prices. This holiday at Guitar Center, now through Sunday.
Oh, What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
My Cool Inventions Radio with John Cremins and Doug Steffen. You'll be able to vote today. We have 4 days a week of entrepreneurs and inventors that come in. And then on Friday, we have three. And I'm not sure how we're doing this because I think we used up last week's winner last week. So I don't know how the three are going to shake out. It'll be a mystery. It'll be exciting. Find out tomorrow when you can vote on one of these three. We have a real a clique. I don't know if clique is the right way. We have a group, a loyal group of listeners. What would you call that? A loyal group of listeners, I guess, that are
fans
that love this show, and they love to vote. They love to be involved. They want to be feeling like they're a part of the action. They want to know. And then that's cool. That's really what the idea is, like electing a president or anybody who's running for office. The essence of you participating makes a big difference. And so if you find, if maybe we have so many small business people that listen to this program because they want to support like-minded folks. We are nothing in our country if we don't have invention. If we don't have something new. We got to continue to feed the machine and hope that I made a political statement earlier. I don't do much in the way on the Good Day program, John. I don't do much in the way of politics because I think it's divisive. I don't know how much of that stuff you guys talk about in the morning when you're doing things.
Maybe 10%.
Yeah, it just isn't.
It really just depends on what's happening, you know.
Yeah, well, under the circumstances, though, once in a while you're going to pull a rabbit out of the hat, or you're going to start thinking about what it is that makes things the way they are, and oftentimes the political realities are, for example, the late night stuff this week when the $1.1 trillion budget deal got made. There are all kinds of things that were thrown in there to favor big business at the expense of small business. And these sorts of things are counterintuitive and counter purposeful and, frankly, counter to the interests of most of America that wants to see and encourage small business. Because without the small business, you can't grow into medium-sized businesses or bigger businesses. And yet the greed that is represented by the big companies that want to have it all and try to control everybody and how much influence they have on government in terms of influencing policy. You know, I see that we have this week a problem with the need. People want to know where the food comes from. There's a need to know that. And yet the government colludes with these big companies and keeps the public from learning whether your food that you're eating is coming from China, from Afghanistan, from Brazil, from wherever. Anything that comes from outside of the country? Nope. No labels.
Really?
And they conspired this week and successfully took it out of the bill.
See, I've seen labels, though.
Yeah.
You know, like on fish and stuff, I can see if it's, you know, farm.
Well, that's
Mexico,
a voluntary.
China.
They'll put it on if they want to, but they don't have to. That's the difference. You were.
Well, I would rather know.
Well, of course you want to know.
But you know, I've also noticed, and just looking at fish, if you look at farm-fed fish, let's
say that again.
Farm-fed
fish.
Raised,
fried.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But, or look at some from China. And I've actually done that with tilapia. Mm-hmm. And you look at tilapia from China, actually more brown.
Yeah.
In Mexico and the United States, it's more pink.
Yeah. That's because you want to know why that is. It's because they're eating the fish that are being grown here are eating natural food. The stuff that's coming from China are eating dung. They put them in places and they feed them basically human dung.
They have a lot of problems with their ecological system over there.
Of course, they don't even have one
from the pollution standpoint.
Right.
So I like to know where my food comes from.
Of course you do, and you have a right to know. And yet the government continues now. The continuing resolution has all kinds of riders on it, and as more people dig it out, they get disgusted with the way business is done. It just people are disgusted with it. Anyway, the point here is that we're trying to encourage, even though the government isn't, they'll say they are, but they aren't, small businesses. And we'll have another candidate from that department in a few minutes here on My Cool Inventions.
This holiday, Guitar Center, give the gift of music with deals on guitars, drums, keys, live sound, DJ, and more. Deals like an Epiphone / Les Paul for only $199. A 5-channel mixer or handheld wireless microphone for just $29. A Vestax Thin DJ controller, now just $79. So whether you're buying for someone else or yourself, music is a gift. Give it, share it, love it. Expert advice, the best selection, and unbeatable prices. This holiday at Guitar Center, now through Sunday.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, so...
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift set, 11 Etsy Talkin Dollar Glitter Eyeliner, 9 shiny gift card hours, skin protected, 7 sealer glosses, risky declined by Benefit, 5 Urban Decay Naked Palette, 4 Living Proof Hair Products, 3 Daisy Green Perfume, 2 Face Cosmetics, and 1 Luxury Bathrobe, 3 $40 fragrance fresh block tie glass. Hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
Get to Kohl's this Thursday through Saturday for great gifts for everyone on your list.
I'm coming home to you.
For 3 days only, you'll find big savings on premium electronic gifts from brands like Jawbone, Sony, Monster, and Fitbit. And 50 to 60% off sleepwear for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Great gifts at great prices this Thursday through Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Thanks for joining us here. John Cream is here. Doug Steffen, are you on the
here?
I knew you were there somewhere.
Here I am to save the day.
Were you going to get like some fresh oatmeal or something?
No, I had to Charlotte. Oh. About this time starts getting restless.
Yeah.
And she needs a little supervision. Not like in the old days, just put her outside when she could see. But now she can't see, so I have to bring her to the right places, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, that's cool. I'm good with that.
Yeah. All right. So it's better than the alternative.
Yeah, you'd be the one cleaning that up.
Yep. So in the truest sense of what we're all about here, introducing you to this is sort of maybe for first time around entrepreneurs, recovering people that work for big companies. You need recovery. You need to take your ideas and turn them into something that's great, and that's what we're all here to do, to encourage you to do that. So, John, introduce us to today's cool inventor.
Yeah, I know when I first saw this come across, I thought this is kind of unique. It's a little different idea when it comes to gift giving or something, but this is from the folks at Sweet Soaps. Ellen Cagnasola is joining us, and Ellen actually has created a thing called Selfie Soap. Now Doug, if I say Selfie Soap to you, what do you think it is? Without even looking at it.
Soap with a camera in it. You can take a picture of yourself.
Interesting, but no.
But no.
No, but actually what it is it's soap that actually can be placed with your photo. Or huh? Maybe it's like a pet or something. You got to have your face on a bar of soap.
Picture on your soap. Oh!
Yeah. Is that kind of cool?
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Fun idea. Yeah. That's a good present idea.
Well, you know what I was thinking? Yeah, you know how some people give gift baskets, right?
Right.
Wouldn't that be kind of an interesting gift? You know, you get a little, you know, some soap or, you know, some lotions and stuff and put out like a soap bar.
So what happens when the soap ball goes away to the picture?
Yeah, I'm sure it's gone.
Let's find out.
You wash it away.
I want to get a bar with Doug's picture on it.
Oh, man, you do.
I think you can wash it away.
That's when I wash my butt.
Oh, that's not right. Sweet. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
See, now there you go.
See what I have to put up with.
Let's bring Ellen into this den of iniquity here.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Ellen, good morning. Welcome to Michael Emissions Radio.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
We'll find out in a few minutes whether you think it's so nice. Give us a few minutes.
So Ellen, tell us a little bit about selfie soap and what it really is.
Okay, well, basically, it's a bar soap that I take your full-color photo and I embed it in the center of the bar soap. And basically, you know, the image lasts all the way until the end of the bar soap is all used up. Unlike most people that are, say, my competition, you know, they have the ability to put words or initials on the top of a bar soap. But after you use it a few times, that image disappears. But mine lasts until you're done with the soap.
Really? So how do you actually make this then?
Everything is handmade. It's made in New Jersey, so you know it's good. And it's put into a mold. The first layer is a white bar soap at the bottom, because that way the image gives you like the truest color. The image is then placed over the top of that, and then clear is poured on top of the image so that it's, you know, it's in the center and stays there until you're done.
Now, is this kind of like, is this an actual image, or is this an image that's kind of placed on the soap by like a printer or something?
No. It's we use a special paper that dissolves as you use the bar soap. So when you're done, there's nothing there.
Really? Yeah. Well, how did you come up with that? How did you come up with that idea? Or where did you find the paper to do that?
If I told you that, I'd have to kill you.
No. Oh, okay. Something. Well, I'm sorry. It's proprietary, probably. But I think that's ingenious, though. Because I was thinking maybe you were printing onto the soap itself, right? But through some kind of process.
Yeah,
but evidently not.
I tried everything. No. That was my first effort. You know, I've tried. It's like, you know, you try a million things until you find the one thing that really actually works. And you know, that you can apply it on a bigger scale. So, I had been making this prior to the selfie soap. I used to make lots of logo soaps for companies, and I did some logo soap for some pretty well-known companies, in fact. But it was a different medium that I was using, and so before I launched selfie soap, I decided, you know what, my next quest was, you know, I know that that's a successful idea. Now, how can I make it better?
Yeah.
And so I found that way to make it better by using a different medium.
So now, have you sold these out and about yet? I mean, are people looking at these?
Yeah, I sold them off my website. You upload your photos onto my website, and then I download them onto my computer, and then I print your images here and put them in the soap, and then they ship out. And it's really quick. Like, you can just take, like, 24 hours, and then they ship.
So are you doing this in your house? Or do you have, like, a little factory, a little area that you do this?
Yeah, I have like a little factory. I mean, I've been in manufacturing for 15 years. I used to make a lot of crazy things like bacon soap and zombie soap. And I did a lot of, I made soap for some pretty, you know, well-known companies over the years. But I was just doing too many things. And then I started doing licensing some of my product ideas and turning them into craft kits. And so I stopped manufacturing for a few years, and I was primarily just licensing my product ideas to other companies. And I'm still doing that, but I'm also doing this now in addition to that. So in a sense, a lot of my product ideas that were successful, like tie-dye soap and monogram soap, I reverse engineered them into a kit and wrote directions And then I have a company called DarbySmart.com that sells those kits directly to customers. So essentially, you buy a soap or candle kit that I designed, and then you become the artist.
So you actually have, I mean, a pretty big background in this. This is just another idea that you had that you, now it looks rather successful.
Yeah, I sort of started out and then went back the other way. You know, I started with a craft kit, I became a product manufacturer, and now I'm sort of, you know, like I said, reverse engineering and doing that. And I had, prior to selling my products through DarbySmart.com, I had another partnership that sort of set me off into the product development part of my business. And so a lot of my soap, DIY soap craft kits were being retailed at in some of America's largest retailers. In fact, they're still being sold there.
Well, Ellen, I'd like to. I want to hear your pitch because it sounds like you've really. I mean, not only you really have your pitch down, but I think you probably have your own company down too. I think this is it's really interesting to me to find out the little background on this. So what I want to do, and I want to have everybody in America listening to the show, have them decide, give you a big thumbs up or a thumbs down, and they can do that on their smartphone. They can text to the number 22333. So in your smartphone, put 22333, and then you put either thumbs up one word or thumbs down, or just go to our website at mycoolinventions.com, and you can click on the button there, and that'll take you right to where you can vote, and then just vote thumbs up or thumbs down. So, Ellen, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Hi, I'm Ellen Tagnasola, the Jersey Queen of Clean. I take all of my dirty subjects very seriously. We preserve your photographic images by embedding them in a bar of soap. Using our patent-pending process, your image lasts until the soap is gone. At SweetSoaps.com, we pride ourselves on taking the ordinary and inventing the extraordinary. Go to SweetSoaps.com, upload your best duck face, to order 2 5-ounce bars of custom selfie soap for $25. Please follow me on Twitter for more information and discounts at Sweet Soap. This is a message to dirty old men. Keep it clean with selfie soap. It is a weapon of vast destruction. Use promo code SELFIE and get 15% off your order. Please vote for selfie soap on mycoolinventions.com and give me a clean thumbs up.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Mm-hmm. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
John's intrigued.
I think I just, you know, I find, you know, sometimes I find pitches that are cute. They catch me, right? They actually get my imagination going. What do you think?
Well, I think that you have to have what we need to be doing, and we haven't done a good job of this in the last couple of decades, is creating minds that have vivid imaginations using imagery. That's what the radio has been all about. Now, with the advent of all the smartphones and that technology, it takes away the ability that people have to just let their minds wander and imagine. I'm sitting here with you as you were talking with her about the actual, what a picture will look like if I had Meredith or my children or Charlotte or something in a bar of soap. And a lot of times that just doesn't, we don't have people doing that. Well, they don't need to. Okay, let's see a picture of a bar of soap. You go to your cell phone, I mean to your iPhone, and put, okay, picture of soap, picture in a bar of soap. It'll be sent to you. So you don't have the imagination that is necessary to make a lot of this stuff work, I think, is sadly lacking. So anyway, I did use my imagination here.
What did you think about this one, though? I mean, as far as the way she's done it, I mean, by putting dissolves.
What I was surprised to hear, Ellen, was that you have competitors. You use the phrase, what I do differently for my competitors, which there's competition in this. I'm thinking to myself, how in the world is there competition? This is so specialized.
Yeah, I mean, I know that, you know, globally people are always watching other people and what they do. And, you know, so you have to be able to take your product to market quickly to make your money. And I don't kid myself that I don't have competition. I mean, I'm not a brain surgeon. Anybody can kind of, you know, copy or reinvent or make some version of what I'm doing. You have to be realistic about that. And so that's part of the reason why I really diversified my business. You know, I'm not just making soap. I'm a product designer. I'm a business consultant to other small businesses. So I have these other facets of my business that, you know, make me more successful.
What sort of companies come to you for help and or advice? You consult with other companies. What sort of companies?
Usually small business people, you know, people that are in the same shoes that I've been in for the last, say, 17 years. You know, I started in my basement with nothing. You know, in 1998, I built my first website. I mean, that's when the internet was basically a fetus, and had no idea what I was doing. But I don't think anybody else really had a great idea about what was about to happen. And then, you know, around 2008, when financially things got really bad, I decided, well, I have to do something different to survive, because I could see the writing on the wall. And, you know, a lot of my my mom and pop shops that were buying from me were going under. And so I started blogging. I started using social media. I built a really large following in social media, and I think that because I am very real and I respond to people, they feel they know me and I have that connection. I think that's really important. It's not just about, like, advertising your business and talking about what you're trying to sell.
So you're building a community.
With people.
Yeah, a community of people that help each other, right? That's kind of what you're building. That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, sharing information is important, too.
Yeah.
So,
well, they're voting.
They are. Text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333. Dial 888-877-0490 if that's easier for you. Or go to mycoolinventions.com and register your preference whether or not you think Ellen's idea is a good one. You give it a thumbs up, and we'll find out tomorrow who the winner is for the week. I'm guessing you'll do pretty well because you did a nice job putting this all together, Ellen. Best of luck with the Sophie self. Good, Doug. With the selfie soap from the folks on My Cool Inventions Radio.
This holiday at Guitar Center, give the gift of music with great deals on guitars, drums, keys, live sound, DJ, and more. Deals like a Martin acoustic guitar with pickup for only $439. Kohala ukuleles or toka djembes, only $29 each. So whether you're buying for someone else or yourself, music is a gift. Give it, share it, love it. Expert advice, the best selection, and unbeatable prices. This holiday at Guitar Center, now through Sunday.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up, and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be mask responsibly.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Samantha Brown. In the heart of winter, families nationwide are taking advantage of the lack of tourists at typically crowded destinations. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 47% of Americans plan to travel in the off-peak seasons. Samantha Brown, TV host and travel expert.
Aspen in the summer or Paris in the winter. Avoiding peak travel seasons can save on vacationing costs. Besides paying less, visiting tourist spots during the off-season means fewer crowds and a more relaxed atmosphere. Another way to offset costs is by using a travel rewards credit card that gives you the flexibility to actually use your points when you want. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar spent on all purchases. With the flexibility to use your points toward travel expenses when planning your trip, it is a great way to stretch your vacation budget.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards. Again, that's bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Good day time. Well, time is not as important as where we are and what we're doing. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen with Belinda Jo Carlisle, singer who gained worldwide fame as the lead singer of the Go-Go's, admittedly one of the most successful all-female bands of all time, selling more than 7 million albums in just 3 years. And later on, Belinda had a successful solo career. Hits like Mad About You, I Get Weak, Circle in the Sand, Leave a Light On, Heaven is a Place on Earth, Frankly. Belinda, that's my favorite of all of your songs.
It's a great one.
It is a great.
Thank you.
Yeah, neat, neat, neat. So you have found success more than you thought, not as much as we think about Belinda Carlisle and what she aspired to do as a youngster and what she has done as she has grown into maturity. How does your life look as you look back on it?
Oh, my God. I've had the most amazing experiences. I think I've lived about 10 lifetimes in one lifetime so far. And, you know, it's still to this day even wilder in some ways and even more exciting. So, I'm really proud of what the Go-Go's achieved. And you know, we had no idea what we were doing, but it just worked. And then going on to my own thing. And I've been very, very, very blessed.
What's affected you, your family, your health? What things in your career have affected how you feel in approaching your, and I put this in quotation mark, your work every day?
Well, of course, I think that more than anything, I mean, you know, it's no secret that I've struggled. You know, I had a 30-year struggle with addiction and drugs and alcohol, and I think that affected my health, of course, which in turn affected my creativity. So I'd say number one, the number one thing that affects my work is my health and my mental state of being.
Mm-hmm. And as you've gotten older, and I'm going to be very gingerly with it because
yeah, you have to tread lightly, Dougie.
Yeah, I do because I live with somebody who's your age, and some of the things that are going on with you are going on with her, and millions of other
and my
women.
Wife.
Yeah, Richie's wife is not like, hello, everybody goes through the things that you
can't escape it.
As you mature, and you're not afraid to talk about how your life has been affected by your own menopausal experiences, right?
It's funny. It's like how you approach that subject. It's a taboo subject, and mm-hmm. no one likes to talk about it. And, you know, women of a certain age, a lot of them out there, as I was, in denial about it when it does approach. And, you know, I mean, my mother had a terrible time with menopause, and I just assumed that I was probably going to inherit that terrible time when you know, my turn came around to, you know, and my that age came around. But, you know, and I started with the menopausal symptoms. They got worse and worse to the point where I was having, on a bad day, 40 a day. I went to my...
Meaning hot flashes? What kind of symptoms were you having? Hot, right?
Hot flashes, which I think, for me, out of all the symptoms, are the worst. They're humiliating, they're debilitating, they're very uncomfortable. I went to my doctor and got my levels checked. My estrogen levels were down, so of course I was experiencing all that stuff. It wasn't in my, you know, wasn't my imagination. He said, "Well, before we do any sort of HRT or whatever, I want you to try this little device. It snaps into your underwear," and I kind of rolled my eyes and thought, "Okay, whatever." So I took it home, I put it in, and within 2 days, I went from on a bad day, 40 hot flashes a day, and all the, you know, sleeplessness and, you know, mood swings to zero. And that was 4 years ago. And I have no menopausal symptoms, zero. And I think this is something that all women should know about. It changed my life completely.
What's it called, Belinda?
Where do I get one for my wife?
Yeah, I get one for mine.
Well, you go to the website, ladycareusa.com. You can learn all about it. It's drug-free. It's a device with magnetic properties. And, you know, why not check it out? And it saved me tens and tens of thousands of dollars of, you know, HRT. So
it's not drugs. It's a magnet, you say.
It's a magnet. It's basically a magnet.
Cool.
I don't like to say that. But it's we call it a device, but it is a magnet. Yeah. And it's the thing, magnets for thousands of years in medicine. So
yeah. Right.
it doesn't affect your hormones. What it does, it rebalances what is called the autonomic nervous system. So
this is something that we really need to underscore. LadyCareUSA.com. Check that out. Belinda Carlisle.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980. 1980-